This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The world of the great outdoors comes to life each week here on WSMI with the WSMI Outdoors program. And this week is no exception, just like it has been since we started. We'll be talking about turkey hunting. We'll be talking about a river closure. And we'll also be talking about some extra fishing opportunities. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, less than ideal weather during the early weeks of the wild turkey season has resulted in better hunting success, at least in the South Zone. This has been the case. North Zone hunters are not doing quite as well. And hunters are reporting that wild turkeys are gobbling on the roost and throughout the morning hours. In fact, it does appear that turkey numbers may be a bit better than first anticipated. By Saturday morning, and we mean before most of the hunters had even went out, South Zone hunters had harvested 220 birds compared to 151 total last year. That's in Madison County. First number represents the number of birds harvested this year. The second represents the last year during the same period. Results from nearby counties in the South Zone include 152 turkeys compared to 116. And in Bond County, that's in Bond County, and in St. Clair County, 140 compared to 111 birds. Most other areas fall in the North Zone. Here the results are less promising. Calhoun County hunters had bagged 188 birds compared to 194, while those in Jersey County had bagged 158 turkeys compared to 163. The harvest in Morgan County stood at 125 compared to 123, and the Macoupin County harvest stood at 248 compared to 224. In Greene County, the harvest is 155 compared to 137. In Sangamon County, it's 112 compared to 111. And in Montgomery County, it's 134 compared to 139. Most northern Illinois locations are running behind last year's results for the same period. In fact, a lot of these numbers are for the entire year. The season concluded May 9th in the South Zone and wraps up May 16th in the North Zone. And keep in mind, these numbers do include the youth harvest, so we're doing all right. The 2019 harvest was at 14,415, while the 2018 harvest was 13,500. So we're doing a bit better, but still not doing as well as we could be doing. Okay, and the IDNR has announced a river closure due to flooding. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources announced the closure of much of the Illinois River due to flooding. IDNR Conservation Police report flooding, dangerous currents, and floating debris has created hazardous conditions on the Illinois River. River closures prohibit recreation river traffic, and public awareness of the area and what is ahead is imperative to personal safety. With river levels rising and additional rain in the forecast, conditions are not favorable for boating on the Illinois River, says IDNR Director Colleen Callahan. These conditions are not treacherous not only for boats, but also for emergency response personnel who are called upon to respond to and rescue those involved in water mishaps. The order closure began at 11:17 at the bridge in Lakin, which is Marshall County, mile marker 185, and continues to the confluence of the Illinois and Mississippi rivers in Grafton. The following counties are impacted by the closure of the Illinois River, which is included Marshall, Peoria, Woodford, Tazewell, Fulton, Mason, Schuyler, Cass, Brown, Morgan, Scott, Pike, Calhoun, Greene, and Jersey counties. And if you're interested in going fishing, IRAP has some fishing opportunities here. Consider this your invitation to step away from the daily grind and into the fresh air. Fishing is a great way to have fun with friends, family, and to make some amazing memories. The Illinois Recreational Access Program, which is IRAP, has some fantastic private fishing holes for the public to explore. Just go to IRAP's website, register and make a reservation. We've got some pretty good fishing to report, particularly crappie fishing, at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, crappie are king right now. Anglers are catching good numbers of these fish, fishing deep, shallow, all types of locations, and as they're using primarily minnows, jig and pork combinations, even tiny jigs and mealworms, so it's all working real well. And the largemouth bass, too, they're turning on as well. They're getting good numbers of largemouth bass and some quality fish as well, fishing some of the brushy areas and deeper brush. So I think right now this is time to head to Rend. At Carlisle Lake right now, the crappie have been a bit on and off recently and very shallow. Some fish are being caught deeper, but mostly are coming from the shallows. Minnows and two jigs are doing the trick here. The catfish, good numbers of these fish are coming in. Islands and humps yielding most of these fish, and they're coming on cheese baits and commercial catfish baits. And the largemouth bass is getting good. It's been a long time in coming, but soft plastics are doing the trick here. And in the tailwater, action is heating up as well. So we're seeing all types of action all throughout the southern reaches of the state. And in northern Illinois, well, actually it's central Illinois, Shelbyville, Lake Shelbyville. Crappie are rated fair to good. Fishing is getting better. Anglers are picking up some fish, and they're moving in and taking a variety of jigs and minnows off the deeper banks in about 3 feet down or deeper. And the fair largemouth bass action is reported. Anglers are finding a good number of fish right now, catching largemouth bass, and all types of live and commercial catfish, or live baits, are working well for the bass. Primarily night crawlers are working real well. And as a reminder for mushroom hunters, no license is required, but mushroom collectors must have a landowner's permission on public sites, and they must adhere to approved collecting regulations and hours. Collection of mushrooms is allowed at many IDNR sites, but is prohibited in any area designated as a dedicated nature preserve. Areas under certain jurisdiction of the IDNR that offer spring turkey hunting are not open to mushroom hunting until after 1 p.m. daily during the spring turkey season to ensure the safety of all site visitors. Be sure to call ahead at the site if you're unsure of site-specific regulations regarding mushroom collecting. So there you go. We're looking pretty good as far as crappie goes, and we're looking pretty good as far as mushrooms go. I think we're going to see mushroom hunting continue for the next several weeks with this rain that we're getting. So there we go. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.